Thank you. Now I invite the representative of Estonia to address the ministerial conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Director General, ministers, dear delegates. First, like most of us who are for the first time here, I would like to start with congratulations to the government and the people of Kenya for hosting this first WTO ministerial on the soil of Africa. And thank you wholeheartedly for your great hospitality we have been able to enjoy. Estonia, as a small country, firmly believes in the strength of multilateral, rule-based system that sets the boundaries for trade. In the ever-globalizing world, we are all increasingly interconnected and need the WTO to lead the global path to economic growth and greater prosperity for all the nations. At this stage, when we celebrate the 20th anniversary of our organization and reflect back, we have to be frank and acknowledge that we have not been very successful in coping with the pace of real life. It is especially true when it comes to core business of rule setting and agreeing in the new disciplines like digital trade that are quickly becoming everyday part of our nations and peoples. Using this occasion, we welcome the modernized ITA agreement that surely will provide new opportunities for advancing global trade and digital services. Estonia is already one of the world's most digitally adept societies and a hotbed for software innovation that has hatched companies like Skype and TransferWise. We need more flexibility, give and take, goodwill from all members to ensure that we will achieve success here in Nairobi. As ministers, we have to show leadership and ingenuity in agreeing in the trade rules, just on the level and in the manner of our businesses back home show ingenuity in utilizing the new opportunities globalization has provided. Doha Development Agenda and its focus on the special needs of developing countries and especially the LDCs and the success thereof is crucial to ensure that everybody would benefit from trade. We welcome the trade facilitation agreement, but we should do more, much more. We have the export competition proposal in front of us that would especially benefit the developing and most vulnerable economies, and we do hope we can come to a fair and balanced agreement on this. Ladies and gentlemen, in recent years, many of our nations have resorted to the regional and mega-regional trade agreements. Yes, these bilateral deals do help our businesses to explore new markets, thus alleviating their thirst to engage in more and fruitful trade. But regional trade agreements provide no systematic substitution to what this organization should be stand and was created for. We are all proud of the different functions that WTO plays, including dispute settlement and trade policy review. But we also need to make sure the negotiation function of this organization will be restored and, moreover, that it will be ambitious and successful. With these words, I wish us all every success here in Nairobi and express my hope we will be able to return home with a message to the world that we have made progress. Meaningful progress. Lastly, may I use this opportunity to welcome new members of this organization, Liberia, Afghanistan, and also Kazakhstan. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.